Sunday night, Or L'Chav Ches Nisan, Shmai Tzashir, Yesod Shebegvura. You heard the word of Yesod Shebegvura? Ah, you missed it. You heard it? You also missed it.
I was heard it.
Yesod Shebegvura. Let's go. I'm not a gibor. I need my soda. Thank you very, very much. I didn't even expect change. I was miyayish. I think you could keep it. Okay. I just want to before we go on to Perek Yud in Shmaitza Aleph, I want to repeat the last svara was said because I fell in love with it. And it might even be true. Who knows? The question was asked by Rabbi Nussbaum here. The Shmaitza talks about a chazaka. What? That the Shmaitza talked about the chazaka. A chazaka, a cheskos taira, that you don't know if you touched a tzvardeya or a sheretz, or you're in an ohel, and you don't know if you're in an ohel with a nevela of an animal or of a piece of a nevela of an animal or of a person. So we say something to me, b'shos haram tzveikol tohar, and it's really called dikpa yisura. So you can't say something, but you go with chazaka. So it's the din of chazaka, not the din of something to me, b'shos haram tzveikol tohar. And it was asked, but what do you mean? This is a L'chaira classic case of Isra, that the Chazaka is Isra. So, Rav Zalman talks about it at great length. And I think the point is, well, what does Isra really mean? I mean, you say a Chazaka b'mokum sofik, when you don't know. Now, Isra Chazaka means something happened. But what does it mean? It's not logical, really, because that you shouldn't say Chazaka when there's Isra. Because all Isra is the creation of the Sofek. You threw a get, and it's Sofek Korav Lo, Sofek Korav Lo. So, like, what do you mean Isra? Like, so what Isra must mean, if Isra spoils a Chazaka, it must mean, what?
Maybe it's an additional Isra.
What do you mean?
It's not the Isra from the Sofek itself. When we say Isra,
so what is it? Tell me it.
In general, I'm saying it's not an additional Isra.
Look at this case. The Isra is the Zerikos Haget. And it's Sofek Korav Lo, Korav Lo. Isra means there is a Reyes in the Chazaka. Because a certain Pa'ula happened, the Chazaka spoiled. The Shaila is, why is the Chazaka ever spoiled? The Isra never is Poshek the Sofek, and the Chazaka is said when there's a Sofek. So I think the case of Sofek Korav Lo, Sofek Korav Lo is unique. Because you threw the get, and it is an act of Nesinas Get. And really, she, Mitzad Hilchus Kinyan, she would be able to be Kona it. We won't go into why. But the problem is, he's also there, and it's Korav Lo. So he is exercising more control. So there's something spoiling his Nesinas Get. You know, you think of it as, if you give a woman a get, and you, the Gemara has this case, and there's a string, physically, you're still holding the get. As she cups it in her hand, there's a string tied to the get, and you're holding it in your hand. It's not a good get. It's still kosher to you. A get is krisus. It's krisus both in its chalos. If you make a tanai, for example, that binds the woman to doing something for the rest of her life, it passes the get, because she's bound to you. But even if it's physically bound to you, that's like, it's kind of weird, but that's the din. If it's physically bound to you, so it's no clean cut in the Nesina. So, but I look at that as something's spoiling the Nesina. In other words, in Hukas Kenyonim, you would be Kona something cupped in your hand, and there's a string attached to the person giving it to you. It's only by get that it's spoiled, because it's connected to him. But there was a Nesina's Haget. Like, it really? It's just something spoiling it. I'm suggesting that that's the only kind of thing that makes Isra Chazaka, that you can't use the Chazaka anymore. Because on both the Dode HaSafek, there was a Pa'ula that should make her Mugureshes. Maybe there's something spoiling it. But it's like you have a Shechva, a layer of a Vada in the Sinas Get. Mashenk ain't here. If you touch the tzvardeya, so you didn't touch a sheretz. So there's no Isra. It's 50-50 clean. There's no, not like, oh, I touched a dead body. But if it's a tzvardeya, I'm tohor. Right? If you touch a tzvardeya, it's not metame you. So therefore, that's not called Isra.
But if you're talking about for somebody to become a something, okay, I'm going to take it out of get just for a second. You sell something to somebody, money is exchanged, but they don't move it. Okay, so it's not technically there.
Kesef is not a kinyan.
Right. Okay. So how do
but
we?
If you hand.
So how do we sell the chametz?
You want a list of kinyanim? We do. We sell the guy makes a kinyan kesef on the place where the chametz is.
Okay.
We rent it to him. And then he's kona with chatzer. That's kinyan number one.
Okay.
Then we do kesef on the chametz because there are many shittas that although a Jew is not kona with kesef, a guy is kona with kesef. That's two. We do a kinyan a handshake because that might work because if the Medina, I don't know if in Israel, in America they did a handshake. If Socharim recognize a handshake as a finality of a deal, so in Halacha that has weight. That's number three. Then they do Agav, meaning not Kinyan Chotzer, but there's also a Kinyan called Agav. If you kone the Chotzer with Kesef, Agav that, you kone the Chometz also with Kesef. It's called Kinyan Agav. That's four. They give the guy a shtar to be kone the cheder and the room, and he's kone the cheder with shtar. And again, Kinyan Agav, or maybe Kinyan Chotzer. That's about all I can think of offhand. Believe me, there's a whole list. That's what I said. It's only relatively recent in history that they allowed that kind of nonsense, that the chametz stays in your house. And they do shtick, I will call it shtick, that the guy rents. In Chutz Lawrence, they can really buy it. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell them. You're not allowed to sell a goy land in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have to rent. They have to rent the premises. And there's all sorts. But that grada. But what you're saying viscerally happens to be true, and it's a recent, relatively recent, like 300 years phenomena that someone said, "Hey, why don't we just leave the chametz there? It's getting to be a pain in the neck." To just transport all the chametz to the guy's house. Okay, let's start Perek Yud. Perek Yud, you can sit back and relax, because the whole first part is just going over a Gemara and Nida, and a Taisus, and a Marsha, and a Maram. And that, we won't get past that today, I doubt. Tamon Tanina, we're in Perek Yud. This gets very heavy. I can't help it, this is the Shmaitza, and we're learning heavy stuff, and the Gemara and Nida's heavy. But look at it this way, if you learn Daf Yomi, you'll already have learned Nida, Daf Beis and Beis, Gimel Amud Aleph. Look at the bright side. Tamon Tzninan Reish Nida. We'll take it slow, and I'll try, you know, I'll do my best to explain it. A Mishnah, the very beginning of Nida, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, a woman sees Dam. So we're used to the idea, a woman sees Dam, she's Tomei. But the truth is that a woman is tamei before the dam exits from her body, and she would actually see it on her clothing or on a bedika cloth. She becomes a nida as soon as it leaves the uterus. And many times, perhaps the Gemara suggests, what the Mishnah is worried about is that maybe we have to be choshesh that it left the uterus and it got stuck to the walls of, you know, the other parts of her body, and it first came out hours later, and she was really tummy for a while. Obviously, this would create a problem every time her husband wants to be with his wife. If he wanted to be choshish for that, you know, she's not a nida now, but maybe she will be in 3 hours, and maybe she's tummy now. So we're not choshish for this. It doesn't really happen that way. It's a rarity, and we're not choshesh. The whole discussion of the Mishnah and Nida is regarding that we're machmir, regarding her touching Truma, her touching Tyrus, her going into the Beis HaMikdash. It's only, like the whole thing is a chumrah because of tum of a tyrant. Labailo, we're not discussing. The whole discussion is not labailo.
But all these things that we're choshesh for means we're choshesh always. Notice there's never a time where we say now for sure she's
Rechavita. Well, we're going to see a machlokas if we're choshesh for it. But the whole discussion is not relevant labailo. That's what the Gemara says. Tamotzin and Reishnida, Shama Yoyma Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaiton. Dayan Shaiton means when she sees Dam. She's telling me, it's enough for them when they see Dam. That's what it means, Dayan Shaiton. It's enough when they see Dam. You don't have to go back in time and be afraid. And what would happen? Let's say the woman was touching Truma. And an hour later, she saw Dam. So if you're Choshesh, you say, well, maybe an hour ago she was already Tomei, and the Truma is Tomei, and you can't, the coin can't eat it. So Beishamai say, no, not Beishamai, I'm sorry. We're not going to learn the difference, but in the Gemara there's a difference. Shammai says Dayan Shaito. Hillel Omer Mipkido Lepkido. Hillel is very, very machmir, and he says you have to be choshesh. Maybe she's tameh from the last time she checked, and she found herself to be torah. In other words, you have to be afraid that the minute she did, the first minute after she checked, maybe dam came out of her guf, out of the uterus, and she became tamei. Now, Beis Hillel makes no limits. It could be a week, right? That's like real chumrah.
How do you even pin down them suffolk knowledge? How do you pin that down then?
The minute after the last time she checked. According to Hillel, a woman checks twice a day, constantly, to make sure that she's not being matame any truma. So she checks in the morning, checks at night. Moshe checks constantly her whole life. A woman that's osek b'taharos checks twice a day, so that to minimize the suffek tuma of when she eventually sees. So she only has to worry about the tuma that she touched in the last 12 hours, and then she's always checking. That's Hillel. Now, Lamaisa, we only have to deal with that. The Gemara ends up saying either 24 hours or the last time she checked, whichever is sooner. That's what the Gemara says. It's really not Nogayak, come on. Umaskin and Begemara, the Gemara's maskana is the Chumra de Hillel, Einu el lakotchim of the Truma, their Chashash. That a woman was really Tomei before she saw Dam is only Tukachim and Truma. We're worried about Truma Vatira. But Lagabi Chulin, Avalachulin, Moda Hillel, Dadaya Shaita. And the reason is, Mushundamukalo Becheskos Tyra. Because she has a Cheskos Tyra and you're not afraid, maybe she's Tomei. Or even if you have a slight Cheshash, I mean, that's also included in the general heading called Chazaka. Sometimes Chazaka will say, this is important, I don't know if it's on Gea here, but it's an important yisod. Sometimes Chazaka will say, why be choshesh for anything? And sometimes it will say, you have a suffek, and we'll use Chazaka to guide us as to what to do. But sometimes Chazaka is really even better. It says, what are you afraid of? Mechi Tesi, anything happened. There's a Chazaka. Well, why be Choshesh that something happened? Why should you be afraid? The truth is, the granddaddy of Chazaka, which is the Tzaras Habayis, that we say the Kohen looks at the house and says it's Tohar. He goes out, he says it's Tohar. The Gemara says, maybe when he went out, the tzaras spread, and now it's tomei. The Gemara says you're looking at chazaka. Now that's a chazaka where you say we're not afraid. Like we don't, you're not supposed to be OCD. Relax. Mechi Tesi, something happened, but that's a din chazaka. Where you would draw the line without a din chazaka, and just say, like, why should we be choshesh for such a thing? I don't have the answer now. I don't know. Like, why do you need chazaka for? Sometimes bothers me. Why can't you use, like, common sense. I don't know what to call it, and say like, why should we be a? Why would the Torah consider it a valid chashash to be choshesh that it just happened this second when no one was looking? Yeah, why do you need chazaka for?
What I'm saying is maybe what you're calling common sense is why the Torah has the mechanism of chazaka to ensure that people use
common sense. But there are two types of chazaka. Sometimes chazaka faces off against a safek and says cheskas taira, cheskas eshesish, cheskas pnuya, and sometimes it tells us like, what are you afraid of? Relax, nothing happened. Why be afraid that something happened? Bikshu b'taisu shom, amai loy have a tmei of adoyos kam l'chulin. Cheskas taira, she should be tomei, and it should be vaday tomei, even for chulin. Why? Because the suffix tumei b'shus hayochid, vaday tomei. Afilu hechadika cheskas taira, the alfina misolta. She, her body, is certainly super duper b'shus hayochid. There's no bigger Rishus HaYochid than a person's body. So it's a Sufik Tumah in Rishus HaYochid. Shabit Sveko Tomei. This leads me to believe that and I would like the answer to be that it's not a real Sufik. You can't call it you can't dignify it with the word Sufik Tumah. Like, you're not kosher.
Why couldn't you? Yes. Exactly, I agree 100%. The body is a Rishus HaYochid. But if she touched the Truma, okay, in Rishus HaRabim.
But we go with the Makor of the Suffolk. And the Makor of the Suffolk is she Tameh or is she Tahar? And she's a Rishus HaYochid. So we'll say it. So that's what Tosfos asks. Why don't we say she's Tameh? Not only Tomei, but Tomei Vadai, because we learn out something Tumah Rishus HaYochid, Sveko Tomei from Sota, and we learn out it's Vadai Tomei, right? Sofek Vadai. So, and you see, Tois is held, it's a real Sofek, and it's being gepaskined with Cheskas Taira. It's not the type of Cheskas Taira that I said, which tells you don't be Choshesh, because then Tois wouldn't have a Kasha, if that's not a Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. Taisus answers, we learned this Yisod already. The hello the loy alfina misaita lutumul mafreya. That Sota doesn't tell us that there's a retroactive tumah. We only look forward, we don't look back. Ella lahaba dafka hudi alfinon tumya de Sota duhulahaba. Okay. So that Nachamol Machlokas Beshamay Bishillel. Bishillel say, it's only a chumrah. Everybody agrees that the normal din would be dayan shaiton because of cheskas taira. We're not worried about the din of sofek tumah b'shus hayochid sveko tomei because we don't go with retroactive. That doesn't tell us retroactive tumah. So we're left with a regular din. We go with chazaka. Two hikshu b'tois v'sham. The v'kotshem u'truma. Machmiri Beis Hillel, this is sort of like your question, but by Kachem and Truma Beis Hillel la Machmir, Vafilu B'Shus HaRabim. Now, so why don't we, even if you touched it in B'Shus HaRabim, Enochan HaMishi is now Sofek Tomei, we're going to Chumra, but we still don't know what she is, so she touched the Truma, now let's say she touched it in B'Shus HaRabim. So why don't you say, Vamai, so Beis Hillel don't differentiate. They're machmir even in Rishus HaRabim. V'amai, a sofek tumah b'Rishus HaRabim tohor, afilo echad leka chazaka. Right, even without a chazaka, brother, you would say that you're being machmir, but what, right, afilo echad leka chazaka, yalfina misota. Okay. Now, the Shmaitza later will ask, we'll deal with a rather obvious question here. Why doesn't Tosfos answer this? We learn out Sofek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveko Tohar also from Sota, Tosfos Sheet is. So Tosfos could again answer because it's retroactive. We don't learn out anything retroactive from Nida, not even Sofek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveko Tohar. So the Shmaitza later on will deal with that question. But Tirtzu, what Tosfos does answer is given the hash to Tmei of Vadai, ain't a doma losota. She saw dam. We're dealing with a lady that saw dam today at 12 o'clock. We want to know, what about 11 o'clock? What about 10 o'clock? What about 9 o'clock? What about last night? But right now she's tamei vaday. Sota, it's a suffix, right? It's still a suffix. Even mikana labo is a suffix. So you don't learn out from sota, says Tosis. You only learn out from sota when the suffix continues. But when from now on it's vaday, and you only want to know about the past, then we don't learn out from sota. Okay. That's Tosis.
I don't understand the svara there. Like, why should it matter?
I don't know if it is a svara. Just like you have Embo Das Lishoel is not a svara. It has to fit the sota model. It has to fit the sota model. Well, these things are not svara. Retroactive tumma is also not a svara. Why shouldn't you go retroactively?
According to Rambam, though, it shouldn't be a problem because the suffix derives to the kula.
Right. Vamar. Okay. Now, so we have the Gemara. We have Tosfos. Vamar Shah b'chidush of kasa b'divrei Tosfos. The Marsha understood Tosfos. The first part of Tosfos. The Avol Gadoloy Alfina Misoito L'Tuma L'Mafreya. Shia by Tuma Vadois. Tosfos asked the Kasha, what do you mean Beis Hillel is not Choshesh? Right? They should be Mi'ikar Adin, right? They're Machmir, but really they're not Choshesh. She should be Tomei and Vadai. So Tosfos answers, you can't learn out from Saita, because it's Tumal Mafreya. The Marshal understood that you can't learn out from Saita the din of Tomei Vadai. Part of Tosfos' question was she should be Tomei Bavadai. The Marsha b'Chiddush of Kasha b'Divrei Tosfos. Vavu gad lo yavina misoito lo tuma lo mafreya. Shia by tuma vadoyus. Hainu dafka hecha deika cheskus tyra. That's against the chazoka. You don't go lo mafreya. Avol hecha deleka cheskus tyra. But let's say you're dealing in a case where there's no cheskus tyra. Shaper yalfinan misoito shia tuma vadoyus. Afilu b'tumal amafreya. Ayin shom. Marsha's a chiddush. Again, it starts to get complicated. Like you have the haltkot. The Marsha holds again that Tosfos chiddush that you don't learn out from sota tumal amafreya is only when it's against the cheskos tyra, and you want to ignore the cheskos tyra because you want to learn out from sota that savik tumah b'shus ayochid sveikol tomei. You ignore the cheskos tyra. So Tosfos says that that dynamic that we say so v'tumah b'shus ayochid sveikol tomei, even against the chazaka, that you don't say retroactive. You only say it from now on. But if there wouldn't be a cheskos tyra, then you would learn out from sota that it's like tomei vaday. Umaram lublin shom kosav the maram. That's another parish in the back of the Gemara. You have Marshal, Maram. The Maram Lublin argues. Maram Lublin Shem Kosav Tafilu Hecha. The Lekha Cheskos Tyra. Lo Yalfin and Klal Tumal Mafreya Misota Latuma Vadois. Beinu Ala Sofek Kivan Lo Yalfin and Misota Tumal Mafreya. Again, we're dealing with Nida. She saw Dam. Tosfos says, even according to Beis Hillel, it's only a Chumra for Kachim, for Truma, but Me'ikar Adin, we say Dayan Shaita. We're not Choshesh L'Mafreya. Why not? Sota. Should even be a Tuma Vadai. Tosfos answers, you don't learn out from Sota Tuma Vadai. You don't learn out from Sota Tuma L'Mafreya. And Memelu, we follow the Cheskos Tyra. The Marsha understood Tosfos to be saying that we don't learn out from Saita Tumal Mafreya when it's against a Cheskos Tyra, which it is here. We don't learn out, so the Cheskos Tyra kicks in, and that's why Me'ikar Adin she's Tohar up until now, Dayan Shaita. But if there wouldn't be a Cheskos Taira, you would learn out from Saita Tumah LaMafreya, and you would even say it's Vaday. Maran says, no. Tosfos says a rule that you don't learn out from Saita Tumah LaMafreya. And that's what, and then let the chips fall where they may. If there's a Cheskos Taira, that'll clear up the Safek. And if there's no Cheskos Taira, it'll be Tomei Misafek. But it won't be Vaday. It won't be Vaday as derived from Sota, because you don't learn out from Sota Tumala Mafreya, even if there's no Cheskos Taira. The Marsha really is a wonder. Tosfos, like I said, Sota's the model. So, and you don't learn out in the model, you're not learning out anything retroactive. So, what's the, like, how could the Marsha slice it with that knife? So now the Shmaita is going to explain the Marsha Shita now. Explain the Marsha. Where did the Marsha see when there's no Cheskos Taira, you could learn out from Sota Tumah LaMafreya? And in doing so, he makes us learn the whole Gemara there, the Shmaita. You have to sit and learn the Gemara there. It's hard Gemara, very hard Gemara. Neither the Beis on the Beis, very hard Gemara. Let's start it tonight. We'll continue tomorrow night. It's essentially going to be taken up with learning Gemara, neither the Beis on the Beis and Gimel Amud Aleph. It's complicated. It's not hard, but it's complicated. You have to halt kop. It's a lot of shittas. I'll do my best. Mashevi l'marshav b'zeh the alfin and tum. I'll give you a chizuk. No one believes we made it to Perek Yud. I mean, my friends, people that know Shmaitza, they say, you're learning Shmaitza, okay, so you're doing the first Perek, yeah, the second Perek. I go, no, we're up to Perek Yud. They go, I never heard of anyone getting up to Perek Yud. Mashehevi l'marsha b'zeh, what brought the marsha to saying this? The alfinu tumah l'mafreya misota, hecha deleka chezaka lios tumah vados. That we do learn out from Sota that it's a Tumah Vaday, even the Mafreya, when there's no Cheskos Taira against it. Hainu Mehod de Omru Sham, it all goes back to the Gemara needed of Beis Amid Beis. But Behoditran, the Gemara brings down a Braisa with the following case. This is like a classic case in Shas. Mikvah Shenimdad. You have a mikvah. So Tomei people go into the mikvah, Tomei Kalim go into the mikvah, they come out tar. One day someone decides to measure it and goes, 39 saw. Mikvah shenimdad v'nim tzachaser. Kol ha-tayra shenasu al gabav l'mafreya, bein b'shus ha-rabim, bein b'shus ha-yochid, right? All tayras, meaning all things that were Tomei. Tyrus means things that you want to be tor, maybe even kochim, kalim of kochim. All tyrus meaning all things that you think are tor, that you brought to the mikvah, lamafreya. Everything is now tome. That's what they say. You just have to remember that's chacham and shita. The factors that we're dealing with is as follows. Right now the mikvah is chaser. We don't know when it became chaser. Could have been, oh my goodness, could have been chaser, who knows when. I'll let you know now, this just shouldn't be such a strange halacha. When a mikvah's chaser means there's a leak, right? We assume it was once okay, and there's a leak, so you know there's a leak. I'm already like, it's not like a woman when she sees down, the zehu. Here, like, you know there's a leak, so taka, the leak had to start at some point. And it doesn't just happen in 1 second. The taka leaks. So you don't know when it started. You're also dealing with a cheskos tumah. Once you're creating a safek about the things that went to the mikvah, so they had a cheskos tumah before they went to the mikvah. And if you're mesupik about their tvila in the mikvah, if it made them tohor, then a cheskos tumah kicks in. Have a cheskos. It's not so clear what that's called. Some call it a cheskos haguf. This really gets into the kishkes of chazaka. Some call it the mikvah is a cheskos haguf, which is almost like a physical chazaka. Some call it a some achronim call it a cheskas kashrus, which is a cheska, a chazaka of din, not a chazaka of physicality, but a, like you say, a woman doesn't have a mum is a cheskas haguf. That a woman is kosher lekahuna is a chazaka of din. Some, you're right, that another factor here is that the mikvah has a chazaka that it's okay. Some call it a cheskas haguf, like as if there's a shleimus to a mikvah, it's sholei not choser, and some look at it as a cheskas kashrus, and you say it's kosher.
So they're saying
this is the mix.
Cheskas tuma from the last time they measured it?
Yeah, we're gonna learn. We gotta learn. So Chachamim say everything's tamei from when they measured it and found it to be 40 saw. Everything since then has to be assumed to be tamei. All the things you brought to the mikvah and you has to be assumed to be tamei. Whether the mikvah is in Rishus HaRabim, I'm not sure the mikvah is in Rishus HaRabim. Whether the things they now touched, in other words, you have a whole mess here. Whether they are touching something else is in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid, everything's to be considered tamei. That chacham. Reb Shimon Oimer, no. Rishus HaRabim Tahoros, Rishus HaYochid Tolin. Tolin means we consider it Sofek Tomei. We're going to stop here, really. This doesn't look...